they're back. Those rootin' tootin' Texas tenors, several with Iowa roots, are back in the limelight. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom, and this is the Iowa Art Showcase. The Texas tenors are returning to America's Got Talent on January 28th. Joining us today by phone to spill the America's Got Talent beans is Texas tenor and Iowa native John Hagen. And John, thanks so much for joining us today.
No, it's great to talk to you, Jacqueline. Thanks for having me.
Well, now, you grew up in Iowa, so tell us about you and your Texas tenor pals.
Well, yeah, I grew up in Waverly, Iowa, and then went to University of Northern Iowa, and actually lived in many other places after college, but ended up living in Cedar Falls for a time, and so I feel those are my roots, and I feel strongly about how great the area is. And Mark is also, his Iowa ties are, he spent part of his formative years in Seymour, Iowa, and also spent some time at Drake University and Indian Hills Community College. He was actually born in Washington, Iowa, so we have lots of Iowa ties.
And where's J.C. from?
J.C. actually was born in Missouri, but he lived in Texas for quite a while, as all three of us did at one time. That's when we got together. But J.C. was born on a cattle ranch in southern Missouri, and actually, J.C. and I both now live in Kansas City, in the Kansas City metro area, so which is convenient for us to get together when we're not on the road.
Well, it's good that you have sort of one cowboy in your midst.
Yeah. Although I got to say, I was looking through some old pictures with my parents recently, and there were lots of pictures with me in cowboy boots and cowboy hats when I was really young. And I do remember that. I always liked my cowboy boots.
Well, give us a quick refresher course, John, on how the Texas tenors got their start and shot to fame.
Well, J.C. had this idea, and this was really 10 years ago now, about putting three different kinds of tenors together. He considered me the opera singer and Marcus the pop contemporary Broadway-type singer and J.C. more of a country singer, but all three of us are classically trained. But he thought combining those three very different voices, and our voices all have a different timbre, and, you know, he thought that would be an interesting thing to do, different from maybe other three tenor groups, and that we would encompass really all genres of music, from country all the way to classical. So that was his idea, and when he first approached me about it, I thought, I don't know, it sounds a little crazy to me, but it ended up being a good thing. So we auditioned for America's Got Talent, and in 2009, which was season number 4, and made it all the way to the finals and finished that season. And we've been running ever since, traveling the globe. We're approaching 1,400 concerts. And now we've got this invite from America's Got Talent, the champions, to return 50 favorite acts, fan favorites and whatever, to return and compete to be called the champions. What they've done is invited people from 184 countries, because Got Talent has that contest in 184 countries. I'm not sure I knew there were 184 countries, but to compete to be called the champion. So we're very honored to be invited for that and looking forward to it.
I'm going to drop in here that in addition to performing more than almost 1,400 concerts, you've also won 3 Emmys, had a couple of PBS specials, been on the Billboard top of the charts, had 7 million YouTube hits. I mean, you guys have really been doing your thing very, very well.
Yeah, sometimes it's crazy when you look back at it, because as you're going forward, we don't reflect, I guess, a whole lot on the past. And we sometimes feel like we're not getting to where we'd like to be fast enough at times. But yeah, we've been able to accomplish some things and feel very blessed. And one of the unique things for us is we do have booking agents, but we're self-managed and we formed our own record label. So we control virtually everything that we do and do it the way we want to and do what we want, suffer the consequences if that's the case. And we all bring a different skill set to the table, and it's worked well for us.
So now you are appearing with the champions. So what is this show going to be like on Monday night?
It's mostly the winners and runner-ups from Got Talent shows all over the world, and they've only invited 50 acts to compete in this, and we're one of just a handful from the United States and the only vocal group, so it's quite an honor for us, and It was fun to reunite with some of the production cast and people that we worked with for quite a while, nine and a half years ago on the original America's Got Talent. It's going to be a lot of fun because people will see some of their fan favorites if they've tuned in on the earlier episodes. They saw Susan Boyle and Paul Pott, and there's favorites like that that are competing. And, you know, we're going to be on Monday night, which will be the fourth episode. And there's only one more after that for where you see the 50 acts, and then a few more episodes after that. It's going to be a lot of fun for people because they'll see some acts they've never heard of, maybe the winner of Spain's Got Talent or Yugoslavia's Got Talent or something like that. So it's really a cool idea.
Do we get a vote for you guys? How does this work?
Well, it's a little different. It's already been recorded. We filmed this a while ago in Pasadena. And it's a different format than the regular America's Got Talent. They have the four judges that are current judges on America's Got Talent now, Simon, Heidi, Mel B, and Howie Mandel. And so those four judges that people are seeing are doing this. But what happens is they have one golden buzzer a night. So each night there's 10 acts, and a judge has a golden buzzer, one for each show. And they can put through one of those 10 acts. And then there's a group of what they call super fans, about 100 fans who represent the United States, who vote for that other act that goes through. So only two of the 10 go through each night. So it's pretty slim pickings, but you'll have to tune in to see what happens.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add about this experience or this coming together for the Texas Tenors?
Well, it's really neat for us and meaningful to be invited back to do this because we are grateful for the opportunity that America's Got Talent gave us, the platform we had, and to take advantage of that platform. And it wouldn't have been possible without the support of our families and friends and people in the Cedar Valley who voted for us initially, who got us to that point. So it's kind of a coming of a full circle. It's nice to be acknowledged for what we have done in the last 9 years, what we've accomplished. And it's a feeling of validation. And we've met so many wonderful people across the country and the globe. And we have so many more things we still want to do. We've got some things that are really going to be outside the box coming up that will surprise people. And it's just fun to wake up every day and create. And we have a lot of new music, original stuff that's happening. But it's fun to take some old things and turn them upside down and shock people. So we've got a lot of things coming up.
Certainly is exciting for the Texas Tenors to be on television worldwide. And best wishes to you all. We hope you win by a landslide. Thanks for today's Iowa Art Showcase interview goes to IPR's Chris Fenton and Alexis Hahn. And a big thanks to tenor extraordinaire John Hagen for joining us today. And a big best wishes to the tenors, romantic tenor J.C. Fisher, contemporary tenor Marcus Collins, and of course, John Hagen, the tenor, for all of their upcoming appearances on America's Got Talent, The Champions. That's this coming Monday evening, January 28th. And Iowa is rooting for you, John, and we hope that you guys come in with a win and move on to the next round.
Well, thank you, Jacqueline. We appreciate you and everybody there.
Thank you.